In the name of God Almighty, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Your Excellency, Mr. Ahmadi Najat, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Your Excellency, Mr. Mohammed Morsi, the President of the Arab Republic of Egypt, Your Excellency, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, peace be upon all of you. I should like at the outset to express my thanks and appreciation to the people and the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran in chairing the 16th Summit of the Heads of States and the Governments of the NAM. I should like also to express our appreciation to all the efforts exerted by Egypt in leading our movement over the last 3 years since its chairmanship of our movement in 2009. I wish you all, and I wish to all your peoples that are looking forward to the conclusions and the results of our summit, I wish you all success in achieving your objectives, including sustainable development, human rights, dignity, and freedom, as well as to boost all our relations with the world countries in a way that is in harmony with our movement. I wish you all success in your efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor as the chairman of the General Assembly of the United Nations, as well as a citizen of Qatar, which is a member of your movement, I would like to express my pleasure to address this summit, which is being held in a very critical moment, not only for the developing countries, but for all the developed as well, and to the United Nations as an organization which needs to reconfirm its own credibility to all its members. Today, we are living in a world which is interrelated. What happens in the East is being felt by all the countries of the West.
Well, live from the venue of the 16th summit of the non-aligned movement, which is underway in the Iranian capital of Tehran, we just were listening into Nasser Abdelaziz, president of the 66th session of the UN General Assembly, addressing the floor there. But earlier, we saw Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi addressing the non-aligned movement summit of heads of state. Let's just go over a few key points that came up in Morsi's address. President Morsi said that we are certainly meeting at a very crucial moment, adding that Egypt itself is facing many challenges, and the revolution of Egypt was the cornerstone of the Arab Spring. He also added that Egypt is now a true civil and democratic state. A new Egypt will help achieve freedom and peace. We'll continue with a wrap-up later on. Let's go back to the floor of the summit. Nasser Abdelaziz, president of the 66th session of the UN General Assembly, is addressing the meeting,
be them economic, political, environmental, or social, or security, that are being caused by human beings. The UN Charter expressed all the concepts as well as the principles upon which international relations should be built. It highlights the importance of discussing our future. And in fact, there is a responsibility upon the shoulders of the members of our movement. This is because there has been a change of the circumstances since the establishment of NAM. All the countries are calling for the reform of the United Nations, which was established more than 66 years ago. In fact, you represent more than two-thirds of the countries and the members of the United Nations. Therefore, you have to work hard in order to reform this organization, and you have a basic role in this regard. It is true that you are the biggest groupings working with me as the chairman of the GA of the United Nations. You are the biggest political grouping. You are working hard in order to discuss and to address many challenges as well as problems that are threatening democracy, peace, and security, as well as development issues. You are asking, how can you address the new world order in its form nowadays? So allow me to say that it is really very important to look upon your role in two respects. Number one, you have to achieve your own objectives and your goals. Number two, you have to look into your relations with other blockings and groupings. Your meeting today is a chance in order to review your roles. The best example of the importance of reform in order to achieve good governance, including the changes at the geopolitical levels that are affecting a large number of Arab countries that are members of your movement. You have witnessed a number of changes that couldn't be imagined a few years ago. These changes include the responsibility upon the leaders that are taking place in this summit today, after the change which was imposed by the determination of the peoples that emerged victorious over dictatorship. As the chair of the GA of the United Nations, I wish the new leaders that are ambitious to achieve all success and to achieve the aspirations of their peoples. I am quite determined to work with these leaders in order to have a better future. Ladies and gentlemen, while we are talking about the values of dignity and the human rights, and if we view the main concepts of our movement, we feel sorrow with regard to the sufferings of the Syrian people due to the crisis which is taking place there. There is no way to settle this crisis in a peaceful means, but through dialogue that would lead to democracy and democratic life to be chosen and selected by the Syrian people. The GA carried out its role by adopting two resolutions in order to solve this Syrian crisis. The envoy of the United Nations and the Arab League, Mr. Kofi Annan, carried out thankful efforts before leaving his task, and we have to learn from the lessons. It is high time in order to work to render the mission of the new envoy, Mr. Akhdar Ibrahimi, a success. We have to have the cooperation of all parties inside Syria and outside Syria in order to solve this issue in a peaceful means and in order to save the resources of this country. Any wise person should view what happened in Tunisia, in Libya, in Egypt, and in Yemen in order to learn a lesson from these experiences. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking forward to more active role to be played by NAM within the framework of activating the role of the GA as well as the reform of the United Nations in general. This includes the reform of the Security Council in a way that would reflect the new world order and the reality. This process has been given a priority during my chairmanship of the General Assembly. We are talking about how to activate the role of the UN, and we have a number of priorities during my term. I have identified these priorities, and these include the following. Number one, to settle all the conflicts in a peaceful way. Number two, to increase the capabilities to face challenges. Sustainable development and prosperity. There is no doubt that an effective General Assembly would lead to more promotion of the United Nations in order to achieve its own objectives according to the Charter. This can be done through the equilibrium and the just division of work and the mandate among all organs of the United Nations. In this regard, I would like to pay tribute to the diversification of the NAM. This can contribute to more secure and more stable world. With regard to the Palestinian cause, I cannot imagine that peace in the Middle East can be achieved whether based on international legitimacy in an independent state of the Palestinians on their occupied territory, occupied since 1967. I would like here to remind all of you that the United Nations and the General Assembly is keen to support the Palestinian people and to raise the level of representations if the Palestinian leaders wish so. I would like also to refer to the fact of alliance of civilizations and cultures being as the cornerstone of understanding among all the peoples of the world and to spread the culture of respect of others. We need this dialogue in order to settle a number of international and regional issues. There is no doubt that the support to be rendered by NAM with all its political weight to all the efforts of the alliances would render our efforts a success. As you know, the issue of mediation is in the focus of my work, and that was declared in last September. We wanted to discuss it in the beginning of the new session of the General Assembly. I held a high-level discussion and debate on the 23rd of May on the main topic to be carried out by this session of the General Assembly of the United Nations, which is the role of mediation in settling international conflicts and disputes. I would like to express my pleasure and my honor to speak in front of you again. In the meantime, I would like to thank you for the meetings that were organized, including the debate about the situation of the economy in the world, as well as the debate about Sustainable Development Summit 20+ Rio, and to adopt the final document early this month. Ladies and gentlemen, the UN Charter stipulates that it is important to have international mediation in order to settle conflicts, and it is important not to use power or to threat or the threat of use of power. Therefore, the nuclear Iranian file should be settled according to international law. Iran, like all other member states that are members of the NPT, has the right to use the nuclear energy in peaceful means according to the international law, which is organizing this right and which is organizing all the commitments that are related to it. This issue needs to be highlighted and to show the good faith that would lead to building of confidence among all parties at the regional and international levels. Keeping and maintaining the peace and the security of the Gulf region is very important in order to achieve international peace and security. In fact, adhering to the good neighborhood policy would contribute to the establishment of peace and security throughout the whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt that achieving sustainable development, prosperity, peace, and security means that we have to cooperate among all of us based on justice and equality. Your movement, with all its political weight, is a main partner in the achievement of this noble objective, which means that our world would be more safe and secure. I wish you all success in your work, and I wish all success to your summit. Thank you very much.